Welcome to Life, Love, and Full Enlightenment. We have a great show tonight, and we have our usual suspects on the line to answer any questions and to dialogue about it. And remember that your mic is open. I want to say hello to everyone. My co-hosts, A. Michelle, Janet Hurd, and Sky Vaughn. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, we're looking forward tonight for everyone who's returning tonight. You know how this goes. You can call out your area code and the last four digits of your number so we can remember when we're responding, who we're responding to, or you can use your actual name. We're not opposed to that. This is a safe space, and everything that goes on in here stays right in here. So tonight we're talking about all of these statuses and language that people use in order to describe their relationships and how these labels have gone from just being labels on sites to now being labels used out in the real world. So like anything else with the OMG and all of the texting language that's being used now today as if it's regular standard English, the same thing is happening with regard to relationship statuses. And so we need to understand what people are saying when they say certain things and when they use certain terms so we understand what we're dealing with, what their actual status is, and how it goes. Sky is having a little trouble getting into the line tonight, so she may have to sit it out if she can't get in, and she does send her apologies, everyone. So let's talk a little bit about the different statuses that you can go, and then we'll talk about how we define those things because they're not as cut and dry as they used to be. So we're looking at single, in a relationship. Some people say seeing someone. Some people use it's complicated. Some people use committed relationships. Some people use marriage. Some people say single but in a relationship. And the list can go on and on and on and on because we cross-mix words and their meanings. And they almost cancel one another out as to what a person is actually talking about. So, again, before I open up the floor, we're talking about the many titles and statuses that people use in order to identify what type of relationships they're in and what they're really saying when they use them. So, ladies, I hope everyone had a great night. And, again, for people who are just coming in, nothing wrong with being a little behind the schedule. I just want to let you know how it goes in case this is your first time calling in. You can use your name if you'd like. Or you can use your area code and the last four digits of your number so that when we're responding to you, we can use that as so that people know who we're talking to so that things don't get out of hand. So let's talk about what single means, ladies. What does single mean to you?
Well, for me, single means I'm available. I'm available today. I'm available for dinner. I'm available without drama. I'm not seeing anyone. That's what single means to me.
Okay. And that would say Michelle, everyone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is Janet. And for me, when someone says that they're single, or I mean, I'll use myself for an example, I believe a person can be single, meaning that they're not in a relationship. But just because a person is not in a relationship and single does not necessarily mean that they're available. So on that note, to me, they're not single because the part of you that might, you know, want to get to know that person, the part of them is not available for you really get to know. So to me, that's still, you know, you're detached you in some kind of way or whatever. Single for me means you just that, pretty much what K. Michelle says, you're single. And, you know, if you wanted to be in a relationship, you could do that because you're not emotionally attached to anybody. You're just in that that place.
Okay, and I agree, you know, but sometimes I have to ask people when they say they're single, I have to ask them, are you speaking as single with regard to government or life, you know, whether you're, you know, what you put on your taxes, or are you saying you're single and available to, because sometimes single and available don't mean the same thing. You're single and available to be in a relationship. So I concur with the ladies. Does anyone out there have a different definition of what single is?
I do.
Okay.
This is Patrice. To me, single means not married. I think that a person can be single and in a relationship. It may not be a committed relationship. It could just be a relationship. I could just be dating different people or what have you. But to me, single means not committed, not married. But I think you can be dating. I think you can have a relationship that's just not developed at that point. It doesn't mean that I'm available to do whatever.
Okay, so that's kind of like the government concept of what single is. That's what it means. In the legal sense, single means you're not married. And also in the legal sense, when you're saying single isn't married, you're also saying you pay your own bills. If you have a 401k, it all goes to you, or something happens to you, it goes to family members or children, and, you know, on down the list of that, you know, that's how the government identifies single, the difference between what is single and what is married. It's saying you're all by yourself, you file your taxes, you're single, everything you're doing on your own, you do for yourself. So we have two definitions here. One is where single is that you're not in a relationship and you're available and you're not in any kind of committed relationship. And we also have the definition of single, meaning that you are in a government and political sense that you're not married. That means you're single. So any other definitions of single before we start moving on to a couple of more topics?
I think you have those too. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say that you have the type of single also where people are single but they're dating. They're dating, and they may even be dating exclusively where they just really taking the time out to get to know that person to see if date them for a couple of months, a few months, or whatever, until they're comfortable enough to say, wow, you know, I really think she's somebody I want to be with. So you spend that type of time with them. You're not in a relationship. Some people call it situationship, whatever you want to call it. You know, you're single, but you're dating, even if you're dating exclusively or whatever. Exclusively just means that you're not dating multiple people at the same time. You're just focusing on getting to know this particular person.
Okay, so we have single as being available and free to date. We have single in the legal term, and we have single, I'm going to label this single as, while other people may consider you being in a relationship, you don't consider yourself as being in a relationship. So that makes you single. Even though you're courting and dating, you're single because you don't consider that a committed relationship. Did I wrap that up neatly?
Yeah, I think to define that goes more on what the two people who are in that type of relationship, which exclusive relationship, they are to define that, not the people on the outside, because they have nothing to do with what those two are, you know what I'm saying, what they, you know, okay for themselves. So people can say all day outside of that relationship, oh, they're in a relationship, or they this, or they that, because whatever, and then the two people that's in that type of relationship, you know, if you want to call it that, they already know. Well, we're dating, we're getting to know each other, and, you know, and then after so long or whatever, you decide, is this somebody that I want to be with or really spend, you know, that kind of time with. So, yeah.
Well, one of the reasons why we're talking about this is because it isn't as cut and dry, and some two people can be in a relationship and have totally different understandings. of what the status is of their relationship. So that's why we're talking about all of these different terms that are being used that have different meanings to people, and sometimes to the two people that are in a relationship together. So we've established a couple of definitions for single. Let's talk a little bit about committed. What would be what do we consider committed relationships?
Well, the committed relationship, I mean, you could be married and be in a committed relationship because you're married. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to be, because the people are married and not committed. But I'm just saying. Then you have people who are decided, you know, we've been dating for, 4 months. I really like you, and I really want to take this to the next level, and I really want to make you, a permanent, significant part of my life, and I want you to be my woman or whatever, and you go from there. Now that you've established a committed relationship with that person to where that's if you two are on the same page. I'm not talking about open relationship. I'm talking about committed relationship with that person. You're now in that relationship, and you're being with them exclusively, monogamously, yeah, that's it.
Anyone else?
This is A. Michelle. For me, committed means I'm not available. I'm not available to go out on dates with anyone. I'm not available to entertain anyone that's interested in me. I'm not available for sexual activities other than the person I'm committed to. That's what committed means for me. I'm committed to this, whatever we have, the relationship, the marriage, I'm committed only to you.
So can we say we're dating and we're dating exclusively and still say that's a committed relationship?
For me, that would mean the word exclusively means I'm committed. So for me, if I'm dating someone and we decide we're being exclusive, for me, I would say that we're exclusively dating each other. So, yeah, I would still be committed.
Okay. Can we say we're in a committed relationship? We're saying we're dating, but we can see other people because we're dating. And we're not in a relationship, but we're dating one another.
And when you say when a person is dating, and they make that plain in the beginning, because normally I would say for somebody that's just in the dating scene, they're dating multiple different people at different times or, whatever, that's not a commitment. If you let that person know, whoever, if somebody asks, oh, so are you single? Are you in a relationship? And they say, well, no, but I do date. I got people, I have friends that I go out with, hang out and do things with, people that I'm getting to know. I date, but I'm not, tied to anybody, so they're in the dating scene. Some people, they're okay, and that's what they want to do. And then you have those that say, well, I met this person really, and something about her that's fascinating to me and is intriguing to me, and I really just want to focus on getting to know her. I don't want to date a whole bunch of. I just want to put my focus in on getting to really know her. So then you set out to date exclusively, just getting to know her, whether it be for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, or whatever the case may be, using that time to get to know her, and dating, courting, and all of those different things, and you begin to see if this is somebody that I really want to really take it to the next level with. And the issue is a lot of times people don't date. They don't take that time out to do that. They meet each other, and within 4 days, they commit and want to move in. They want to, whatever. Just take some time out to date and really get to know that person, because you will never be able to. A person is not going to show you all of who they are in a week. They're just not. And I think a lot of relationships need to date more. They need to court more. They need to get to know that person before they just, jump in on a relationship.
True. But we live in a time now where people speed date, and we also live in a time now where people hang out and just hanging out, and they just, they have one-night stands, and we have late night calls, and we have especially the widely used friends with benefit changed the nature of how people now would consider what's a relationship, what isn't a relationship, and what's committed. A question that was sent to me today was, well, their statement is this, and they wanted us to talk about it. The statement is, my partner says that I'm being unfair and I'm not being honest when people ask if I'm single or not, and my response is I'm single but in a relationship. And so that really bothers my partner. Am I being deceptive when I say that, when I answer in that way? So anyone out in the audience want to tackle that, or we want to talk about that, or one of the ladies here on the panel?
If I was interested in someone and they responded, if I asked them, are they single, if they told me I'm single but I'm in a relationship, for me personally, that sounds a little bit too complicated for me. So I personally will back away.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things I just don't have the energy for. Situationships, complicated. When they say it's complicated, that means somebody is in your space that has feelings for you. So if you and I are out together and we're seeing, it could be a potential situation. And anything that will bring a potential situation my way is just too much for me. So for me personally, I wouldn't be comfortable proceeding to get to know someone that says I'm single but I'm in a relationship.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I don't think I would be bothered with that either. Someone says that, you know, I'm single but I'm in a relationship. What does that mean? I would need them to expound on that. Are you meaning you're in a relationship but you're single because you have no feelings or emotional attachment with this person? Is that what you mean? Because if you're with somebody on a physical note and you have committed to this person, I don't care how emotionally disconnected you are from the person, you're not single. You know, I mean, if you're going to be committed, because if you're not going to be committed, you know, then that's a different story. So, no, I wouldn't even entertain that thought. I'm like, okay, have a good day.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate because I think that person is being very truthful. Because from my perspective, what they're saying is true. They are single, but they're in a relationship. I think that's very true. I think that's a true statement. Now, there may be more involved in that, but just on the onset, personally, I wouldn't have a problem with it. And Minister Aldridge, you had asked earlier about being in a committed relationship and what that really meant versus exclusively dating. Well, for me, I just wanted to say that a committed relationship to me means that there's love involved, because I don't know how you can commit unless you do have some sort of love feeling. But exclusively dating could potentially just mean that you're trying to really get to know someone and you haven't reached that level to say that you're actually committed, because you haven't reached that love level. So you're just, you know, trying to fill each other out. You don't want anyone from the outside involved, so that's why you decided just to date each other and not involve anyone else in that relationship.
Okay.
And that's my secret, ladies.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for everyone who responded to it. I'm going to play a devil's advocate on one end, and I'm going to do a response with regard to the single and in a relationship aspect of it on my end, because, once again, if someone tells me they're single, they're saying to me that they're fully taking care of themselves. For the most part, if we're going to do it on the legal sense, that's what single means. They're taking care of themselves. Everything with their paycheck only has their name on it. Everything that they have dealing with only has their name on it, and they are not being financially cared for. They don't have anyone that is emotionally caring for them. and all of those things in an intimate and loving relationship kind of way. That's how I take it. So when someone tells me that they are single yet in a relationship, what they're saying to me when I hear that, is that they're biding their time and they're open to, if you have something that they would consider to be interesting, as you know, you're talking the right stuff, I could just as easily step on out of this relationship that I'm in because I'm not considering myself as being committed in this relationship, because I'm saying two things. Because single means you have no commitment to anyone in with regard to a loving relationship. So I'm saying I'm in a relationship, but I'm not committed to this relationship. That's what I get when I hear someone saying I'm single but in a relationship. So so there, you know, I'm available if something better comes along, or if, you know, there's something that's going to be better for me, because I'm not committed to this. I'm single. Because when people are asking you that, they want to know if you're available.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they hear single but in a relationship goes out the window for them. They don't hear that part anymore, because what they really hear you saying is, I'm available because I'm not committed to this relationship that I'm in. Because other than that, more than likely, whether I'm married or not, if I'm in a relationship, if someone's asking me if I'm single, I know they're asking me because they have an interest. So if I don't want it to be a problem in the relationship that I'm in, I'm going to say I'm in a relationship. Single or not, whether I believe myself to be single or not, to make sure I don't lead them on and I'm not doing anything that could potentially hurt my relationship, I'm going to be on the up and up. I'm not available, single or not. I'm in a relationship. So when I say I'm in a relationship, I'm not available. I'm saying I'm not available. So to me, that's an oxymoron. I'm single, but I'm in a relationship. That's for me. Now, my devil's advocate that I wanted to say, I have an uncle who has several girlfriends, and whenever they get antsy or anything like that, you know, he'll do something like either take them on an elaborate trip or get engaged, give an engagement ring, except they've been engaged for 20 years. So he has no commitment per se in that, but he wants to make sure that that person is available to him whenever he's ready to spend time with them and to have them in his life in whichever way that he wants to have them. He doesn't want to let any of them go because he knows they're good and he knows someone else will snap them up, but he's keeping them at bay by being engaged but never ever setting a date and never ever getting married. And some he's been engaged to for 20 years, and they just keep going on with the hopes that and that's how, that's what terms and statuses and all of that stuff will do. And that's me playing the devil's advocate. Is he in a committed relationship? Is he in a relationship at all? Anyone out there can answer that. Whether it's the panel or someone listening in, is my uncle in a committed relationship? He's engaged, and not just to one woman.
The ladies are committed to him. He's not committed to anyone. Sounds
he's
like
committed
to
him. He's committed
he's
to
committed
himself.
Committed to himself. Yeah. Exactly, Janet.
Yeah. But they still there. They still in it, you know. And you know, but those are kinds of things that people will do because they don't want you to. They might not be happy. Some people get into relationships for the moment, and that moment is can be fleeting if they find someone that there are some people who are always looking for a come up. For the next person that's going on, they in a relationship. You come home one day, they don't want to be in a relationship anymore. They in a relationship with somebody else because they want to come up. Someone else, they were always looking. They never really committed to you, even though they called it a relationship. They never really committed to you because a part of what commitment means to me is that we're working on maintaining something together and building something together. That's a part of what commitment means to me. We're working together to build and to grow this relationship. But if you're always looking for someone else and something better, another, then you're not committed to me. Although we were in a relationship and you called it a relationship because it was beneficial at that moment in that time to be a relationship. So we have to be careful when people start using statuses that we see on sites as their status in real life, because we both know that social sites are cyber, and some things can be true and some things cannot. You know, a person can make up an entire life on cyber, but when you start bringing those terms into the physical world, now you're saying something different, because you know you're bringing it into the physical world. And what does that mean in the physical world? And how do we wrap our minds around it so we know what you're talking about? Anyone out there have anything they want to add to the discussion? We're talking about the statuses and the labels that people are using in order to identify relationships and what they really mean and what people are really saying to you and how you can keep yourself from getting yourself into a mess. I agree with A. Michelle when somebody says it's complicated. Then, okay, I'm done. You don't need to explain the complication to me.
Right.
I'm not interested, because all that means is that I'm going to be in the midst of a real issue. So it's complicated. I hear you. Go on. Let me know when things are complicated and you're available. Anyone out there have anything they want to add?
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying too. Also about the, you know, your commitment also means, you know, you know, growing together and trying to build together and different things of that nature, or whatever. But that's where, you know, when you're dating someone or exclusive dating that person, trying to know that person or whatever, you're really trying to find out if you can even get along before you can do anything else. So that's the purpose in dating someone that you're really, really interested in. You date them exclusively, and you know, on a day-to-day, on a regular, and see how they are in this, you know, area, in this mindset, in this situation, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You get to know a person in different facets. The longer you date them, you learn more about them. You know, and it's not to say that people are going to be perfect. Nobody is perfect, and you expect certain things or whatever. But if you're dating someone and you never have a peaceful week without something arriving up and just getting into a big uncomfortable, uneasy back and forth battle, then there's a problem. You know, so that lets you know right there, okay, this is not something that I want to pursue to the next level, because I can see this is very confrontational, or this person is confrontational, or whatever the situation is. If you're not getting along, if you got all these other issues going on or whatever, for whatever the reason is or whatever, then that's the purpose in really dating to see. Because if you had just jumped right on in the boat with that person and said, okay, you know, I want to be with you, you be in a relationship, and then all this stuff start happening, then it's like, it's not too late. It's never too late. But I'm saying, wow, you should have took the time out to get to know that person.
Okay. Hey, Life Group, here's a question. Someone said they hear that we're talking about dating exclusive and dating. How long should someone date or date exclusively before they consider themselves going into a relationship? And what's the difference between dating and courting? Anybody out there want to touch that?
I think everyone is different, but you need to date me for a year, because I'm seasonal. I change in the wintertime. My whole attitude, I'm more depressed in the wintertime. I hate the winter. You can't handle that. I'm more outgoing in the summertime. So I just think it would be different for different people, but I know you can't do it in a week. Some of us tend to wrap it all up in a week.
Okay. Anyone else?
Well, I think that you can't really put a time span. You can, but I think you need to just go with the flow. And as you get to know a person, because my thing is I want to be able to know this person how they are when they're sad, when they're happy, when they're excited, mm-hmm. when they're angry, when they're, I mean, in all of those different emotions. I need to know, is she somebody that I can really, really cope and deal with, or how she handles pressure, how she handles stress, how she deals with, you know, all of those different things, you know, and usually we all, you know, handle things differently or whatever, but if you're to the point, you know, where everything is just like almost like outrageously, you know, you're mad at the world because you're having a bad day or, you know, and everybody is, you know, so to speak, assholes or, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you don't want to open up your mouth because you might be the next one. I mean, it's just certain things that, you know, you try to look for. It's like, wow, it's a different way that, you know, like how somebody handled that type of energy means a lot to me. Because I've worked too hard to try to, not that I'm perfect, but I work too hard on a regular to become a better Janet every day. You know, I watch how I perceive things. You know, I try to keep an open mind. I try to keep in mind that, you know, everybody is different. Everybody comes from different backgrounds. And to be accepting of everybody. I may not like the way they do certain things, but I'm not going to judge them because the way they done it. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you find or get somebody that always some type of criticism or some type of whatever, it's just like, wow, you know, that can kind of wear on you after a while. It's like, you know, when do you ever have a good day? You know? So, but my thing is that getting to know a person, taking your time out to get to know a person, those are things that you know, that you learn, that you say, okay, is that something or a personality that I can deal with on a daily basis? Absolutely not. Not for me anyway. You know? So, and so it makes a difference. As far as courting and dating, to me, for me, it's the same thing. Because if I'm dating you, I'm courting you at the same time. Dating and courting is the same for me. You know?
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, my father and my mother considered courting and dating. My mother and father considered courting and dating to be something totally different. And my father would talk about it all the time. My father said when you courted someone, your interest was in one individual. And courting, the courtship was the time that you utilized to get to know the person. Before you moved into saying, I would like to have a relationship with you, and before you went into, see, back in the old day, you courted, you got engaged, then you got married. We date, and dating means that you can see other people. It means that you do not have to be exclusive. You're open to see other people. I can go out with you and I can go out with other people. That's why people have attached dating exclusively to things, because they want to date. They don't want to commit to a relationship quite yet. They want to date, but they don't want you to date other people while they're dating you. So they tack on, let's date exclusively. And it depends on who you're in a relationship, who you're trying to get to know, and how you guys are going about getting to know it. This is my answer to the person who asked the question. Because you can go from dating to dating exclusively to being in a relationship to potentially maybe getting engaged, to at some point deciding that you want to only cohabitate and not get married. So there are so many different stages and levels that there are that you can go through, and that's something that the two of you have to discuss, and you have to go in the door discussing those things. If someone says, I'd like to date you, you have to make it clear as to how do they see this dating to go. What do you mean by dating? And people hate when you ask those questions, but you have to. So that there's no issues down the road. So someone can say, you know, you think you've been dating, and you think you've been dating exclusively all of this time, and you've been doing this for the past 9 months, and then they wake up one day and say, I think now we should date exclusively. And here you are thinking for the past 9 months, that's what you've been doing. But you haven't. That's what you've been doing, but they haven't. And the reason you know they haven't is because now they're coming to you saying, I'd like to date exclusively. So prior to that, they were dating other people. You may not have come across them doing it, but you were dating. And when you're dating, unless you tack on exclusive, then you're free to see other people because you're simply dating. And and so now 9 months down the road where you thought you had been exclusively dating because you haven't been seeing anyone else, now this person is coming to you and saying, I think we should move to the next level. Your idea and concept of next level, because you've been thinking that you're dating exclusively, is a relationship. And here they are now sitting before you saying, and the next level is, I think we should date exclusively. Now you guys are in an argument. And you're in an argument because you didn't make clear what those terms meant, because it meant one thing to one person and something else to the other person. So when and one of the reasons why we're talking about this topic tonight is so that when these titles and these terms are being used, we're saying don't take them at face value like you know what a person means. We're saying ask questions. What does that mean? I mean, I know what it means to me. I think I know what you're saying, but what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go into relationships with a don't ask, don't tell mentality. If you don't ask me, I won't tell it, and if you're not telling it, I won't ask you about it, because then you'll find yourself in a it's complicated. Anyone with any questions out there?
Well, yeah,
any
that's,
statements
you know,
anybody want to make?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Bam. I am I'm pleased to hear what you guys are saying, and it is so correct. But what I don't understand is dating now and dating back in the days are totally different. And as you said, that you do have to clarify how you're dating, because assuming that you're with that one person, as you said, is correct. But if you don't know, if you don't ask, if you don't say what you're doing, you will get caught up into something. You really don't have an understanding of where you're going with this. So I agree with you. You do have to ask, and you do need to know for yourself and let it be clear within your relationship what you guys are doing. You know, where are we at? Is this what we're doing, or do you just want to date, or are you dating other people, or what? You do have to clear that up. So I agree with you.
Thank you, and welcome, Bam.
Hi.
Anyone else? It's always nice to hear from the listeners. That's why we do this, ladies. So out to the panel, a question out there to A. Michelle and Janet. If the statement that we could potentially be having different understandings of the language that's being used, and we're using or misusing language terms and verbiage, how can we work our way through that without anyone becoming offended and anyone feeling like you don't trust them?
Well, I mean, I think it's very important that you just be open. You know, don't, like, as for me, I'm the type of person, I'm going to tell the truth even if it hurts. I'm just going to tell the truth because I don't like games. I don't like mind games. I don't like manipulation. I don't like none of that. So if I'm going to, if I'm interested in dating someone or, you know, seeing someone on a level where I just want to see only them, which will be exclusively dating them, I'm going to articulate that, and I'm going to let them know what that means. Because there is a difference in somebody said, well, you know, I date, you know, I'm single, and I just date, but I'm not, you know, still seeing anybody significantly, you know. That means something to know that type of thing. But when you say to them, say, well, you know, I'm ready to really start getting to know people, you know, I've dated people, but I've watched you, and I'm really interested in really just getting to know you. I don't want to date anybody else, you know. I just want to exclusively date you and get to know the woman that you are, and, you know, get to know you and see where we go from here. Now you're exclusively dating that person, which means, you know, all those other people that you dated, you're not dating them anymore. And that person that you're dating, they need to know that. And it needs to be a mutual thing. So that way you won't get any misunderstanding about, you know, what's what or whatever, or thinking one way. That's all about saying, this is just like almost like you when you're on a job. When you start a new job or whatever, and you're on this 90-day probationary period. Yes, you're in there, but you can get out of there real quick. You know what I'm saying? They're watching you. They're paying attention to you. They want to see how you know, you're on probation. It's almost kind of like, if you want to call it that, you know. But I'm just saying, you just saying, if this is somebody that I can see myself with or being with, spending time with, or getting to know them as a person, after a certain amount of time, you've seen enough or have not seen enough, whatever the case may be, you can say, wow, I mean, I'm really feeling her. You know, I've dated her for 4 months now, and I want to take this to the next level. You know, but if you're not there, if that's not the place that you're in because you've seen maybe the contrary of what you wanted to see, you're not trying to make no move like that because, you know, if things are not, you know, up to par or what you expected, you know, between the both of you, then it's easy. You met as friends, you should be able to depart as friends. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, that's how I see it. But I'm gonna always be honest, always.
Okay.
I think that how you can avoid hurt feelings is, like Janet said, be open and be honest. And then also go into it being open to receive what they're saying. Because sometimes if we're in a place where we want to be committed, and if someone says, I'm single but in a relationship, all you're going to hear is they're single, you're going to forget all about the relationship. So you have to ask more questions, hear what they're saying and not what you want to hear, and accept what they're saying and not try to make it what you want it to be. If someone says, I'm just dating, I'm in a place where I just want to date, and you agree to date them and then find out they're dating other people, you can't be mad because they said they were in a place where they were just dating. They want to date other people. I think sometimes we try to make situations what we want them to be instead of what they really are. So honesty, having an open mind, and accepting what someone is saying, and say what you mean and mean what you say. Don't be okay with someone dating if you want a relationship. They're not for you. Sometimes we try to make the wrong person the right person.
Now, that's a key statement that you just made, Michelle. That's a key statement, and that's a true statement. And we have to be very, because, you know, a part of our happiness, well, not a part of it, all of our happiness rests upon us. No matter how you want to turn that responsibility over to someone or something else, all of our happiness and our joy rests solely upon us, and things and other people can only enhance what we are capable of producing within ourselves, and we have to be careful what we produce, because we may be the only ones in that reality of that production. So I agree with A. Michelle when she said, you know, you have to really listen to what the person is saying and not make it into something that you want to hear, because, again, I'm dating. I just want to date. I'm not looking for anything serious. They didn't say, I just want to date you. They said, I just want to date, and I'm not looking for anything serious. So if you want to still continue to get to know that person, then you have to bear that in mind, that they are saying they're not seriously looking for anyone right now. They just want to, that's the equivalent of saying, we're hanging out. We're hanging out. So don't get yourself caught up in anything, because we're really just chilling. I want to date. I need somebody to go to the movies with, you know, somebody to eat some popcorn with, somebody to watch Redbox with. You know, we chilling. You know, something may happen or something may not, because I'm not really looking for anything. So if it happens, let's just let faith take its course. You know, and some people will take you that deep with that conversation. So I agree with A. Michelle with that we have to be very careful on how we're listening and what we're taking from what people are saying to us. Whenever someone says to me, whenever someone says it's complicated, and I see it all the time on Facebook, pretty much that means they're either married or they're in a relationship. They're not happy in it, but they're in it. You know, if you got something you got to say, you know, my inbox is open and I'm listening to what you got to say. But know that I'm caught up into something right now, and it's complicated. And you shouldn't be willing, and this is going to be the one time I'm saying what you just shouldn't do. You shouldn't even be willing to engage them in that conversation of, well, what's so complicated about it? Because once you take that leap into the what's so complicated about it, you could pretty much say that you're now putting yourself in a situation where you can potentially get your feelings hurt or get caught up into something that may not be so productive for you, because they need to work out their complication, and you don't know about the complication, and you don't really need to know about the complication. Complication don't have anything to do with you. And we need to let people work out their issues without pulling us into it for it to become not. That's your friend, that's different. You know, they're talking to you about a complication they're having, but you, someone as an interested party, and them as an interested party in you, and they're saying, well, it's complicated. Okay, all right, uh-huh. Because that's a mess. And it's a mess that's not your mess, and it's a mess that you don't need to get yourself involved in, because you're not going to get all of the story anyway. You're only going to get their story. And that's going to be even more complicated. Because now you're making decisions on what only one person is saying.
And if it's complicated for them, hell, how you think it's going to be for you?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And the internet is
a tricky
place.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. And the internet is a very, very tricky place for you to, unless that person lives in your town or somewhere close where you can really get some FaceTime and some real interaction with them. You know, the internet is a very tricky, tricky place for you to truly understand and truly get to know someone. You know, if you're following their writings all the time and it's their writing, you start to get the hang of their style, so that you know what they're writing and the difference between what they're posting up and just not putting quotations to and giving people their credit for. When you really get to know the person that well, you know they're writing, so you get some understanding and some insight into people. But people are putting up so many other people's words and quotes and things without tagging it and giving the people credit for it, that you really don't always know who you're dealing with online. So, you know, if you meet someone online and you're in different states and all kinds of things like that, then you're talking about a lot of time you're spending on the phone, and then you have to branch yourself out still before you start saying that you're in a relationship. You got to branch yourself out to some FaceTime, because a person can fake it for you on the phone. A person can fake it for you on the internet, because they're behind the screen, they're in front of a screen typing to you. FaceTime makes it very hard.
It might be
hard.
An old man in a wheelchair or something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, FaceTime can make it hard, because if you say let's meet up somewhere and now you've got FaceTime and you're spitting out, some people can't hold on for long periods of time or keeping up the whatever they were. If they're being truthful and honest all along, they ain't got no problem. They can sit there with you 24 hours, and y'all just sit and talk. You don't never leave the airport and get back on the plane if that's what you choose to do, because you don't feel safe enough to, you know, to go and stay with them or to be at a, you stay in a hotel. You don't, you know, invite them to your hotel or anything like that. But you got to have that FaceTime, because you know, you can't always go with what you're reading and what you're seeing on sites, because people don't have to be honest, because they have a buffer. There's a screen between you.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to do your work. You have to do your due diligence for your love life, for your happiness, for your relationship, for your desires. You have to do your due diligence. You can't let it put it on automatic pilot and hope that it gets you there on time. Because even when you put your car on automatic drive, you still got to hold on to the wheel. And you still have to be aware and alert because, you know, the car not going to brake on its own. You're going to have to brake. So you still have to stay actively involved in it. I'm going to open up the floor. As I've always said, the mics are always open. You can chime in whenever you want. Is there anyone out there that has anything they want to add to the discussion or anything they just might want to share or ask a question about that may not be per se about the topic that we're talking about, but you just have a question and you're here, and we're here to listen and to give you as much feedback as we possibly can. Anyone with anything to say out there? Okay. So one of the things that I do want to reiterate to us is that a lot of times we have now brought cyber, which isn't real life situations, and language into our physical world, and we have to remain, I guess, diligent on staying on top of what terms and things really mean and what people are saying to us when we're talking. And especially when you go into groups, a group dynamics can be a very interesting dynamic because you get people from all over, different cultures, different backgrounds, educational backgrounds, financial backgrounds, demographics. Some people are from the Midwest. Some people are from the East Coast, West Coast, down south. You get everything out of the country. You know, the demographics are large and broad, and especially when you start speaking with people who are from other countries, what we say and what we believe things to mean may be totally different from what they say and what they believe things to mean. So you got to ask questions. You can't be afraid to ask questions. And I have some people on the line who say they're here, but they're afraid to ask questions. And we just want to let you know we don't judge anyone on their questions. We don't judge anyone on their answers. And this is a safe space. So if you don't feel comfortable this time, we would hope that when you call back the next time, as you continue to call in and listen, and you'll one day feel comfortable enough to ask a question, I'm opening the floor again to you. Anyone out there have anything they'd like to say?
I just have a general statement, if I might make it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to, I've been calling for a while, and I just wanted to thank you and your panel because you're always very informative. Whether I agree or disagree, you give good information, and I think it's a great forum, and I hope you continue it.
Well, I say thank you. I can't speak for the rest of the panel. I'll let them speak for themselves because they're here.
Can I say thank you as well? We appreciate having you.
It's definitely an honor and a privilege to have a forum like this, and I thank you as well. I think we all just have the same common goal, and that's just to love and to be loved and just to move through life who we are. And so I think discussions like that, and I like to thank Minister Dupree again for this opportunity because everybody just want to be heard. That's it.
Well, I will say to Amy Shell, it's my pleasure. It's always a pleasure to work with you and Janet and Sky, who unfortunately couldn't get in. Sometimes the system gets a little glitchy and it doesn't let everyone in. But I feel as honored having you guys as a part of the panel and having my callers call in, whether they ask a question or they're just here to listen in. It is an honor to have you guys to call in and for us to be able to let iron sharpen iron and just for us to be a support system for one another. We talk about it ad nauseum in different places and different times about how we should support one another, and it's difficult, you know, because sometimes we can't always put our words into action. So this is a way for me to be able to put my words into action and saying, I want to support you, I want to help you through it if you have things that, and I believe that everybody has something that could help someone. So don't think that anything that you have to say or anything you might add won't be helpful to someone, because you never know what has been given to you to give to someone who dialed in tonight who needs to hear what it is that you have to say. So don't underestimate the gift that you could be giving out when you speak up and when you make a statement and you share an experience with others, because it may be just the thing they need to get them to move and keep moving forward. So I want to encourage everyone to become more at ease and to participate a little more and you know, continue to dial in and listen if you don't feel comfortable asking questions. But I want to say thank you for what you're doing when you dial in with us every week, because you could be doing something else. So I thank you guys from the tops to the bottom and on both sides of my heart all the way around for your dialing in. So we'll wrap this up, and we'll talk about, again, we're talking about it's complicated, single but in a relation, committed relationships, and et cetera, all of the different terms we may use when we're describing the relationship and the status and the state of our love lives. I do want to go back a little before we sign out and say this to everyone. You can be what you, as Janet said, how you define your relationship and what it is that you're doing is more important. How you and the person you're in it with define it is more important than what anybody on the outside thinks or want to label it, because there will be people, you could be together 10 years, that will say your relationship isn't real, but it's not left up to them. What you want and what you need and how you want your relationship to go, it's totally up to you and the person that you're being in a relationship with, and you're the only two people that need to understand it. So as we begin to wrap things up, I do once again want to say thank you to A. Michelle Grogan, who is a wonderful, wonderful speaker and motivational speaker, and say thank you to Janet Hurd, who has a wonderful group on Facebook, Lesbians 45. They call it L45. Sky, who isn't here tonight, is a couples therapist, and she's into energy therapy and doing a couple relationship therapies. I'm Minister Dupree, always loving you, always caring about you, even when you don't feel like listening to anything that I have to say. I am a counselor and a minister, and I'm always available. I can be found at site Life, Love and Full Enlightenment on Facebook. A. Michelle, throw your stuff out there quickly.
I'm at A. Michelle on Facebook.
Janet? Janet? Okay. Somehow she must have gotten kicked out also.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm Janet. I have a group that's L45 Plus with Class Sophistication and Charm. And you can find me. Well, you can't find me, but you can join me if you would like to. So that's Janet.
And again, I want to say thank you to everyone who dialed in. We'll be here again next week. And I also want to let you know that once a month, maybe probably the last Thursday of the month, we're going to do an open mic. So it's going to be the question of the day. We're not going to have a set topic you can call in with and ask whichever questions you want, and we won't leave a stone unturned. So thank you again, ladies, for dialing in. Look forward to hearing from you next week, and you have a wonderful night.
Good night. Good night.